Atif called gufoin, but we just throw the water over you, not that you go into the bath. Yeah, hot water that was cooked up before Shabbos, now you take the water and throw it on top of you, that will be mutter. Mashmud l'shtatif kol gufoin, afim l'kakhil l'shapadomi. That's also mutter. So Rashi, shayfchin al gufoin, you throw the water on top of your guf. The lav derech mechitzi, that's not a derech mechitza, sharu l'kakhil afilu b'chamin. Will be a dig for now mishnah, that's mutter even mechila. So the Gemara Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Reb Shimon he, the Tanya, lo yishtoif odom. A person is not supposed to throw water on top of him. Bein bechamen, bein bitzoyin, and divrei Remeya. Remeya is even a cold water, you can't throw cold water over you on Shabbos. Reb Shimon mater. Reb Shimon is mater both places. Zai hot water, zai cold water, both is mutter. It's only also to take a hot bath to go into the water. But to throw the water on top of you, it's not a derech rechitza, it's mutter. We have Yehuda right now, Bechamen also, I think we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that Bechamen is also even to throw the hot water on top of you, of a bit signing mutter. Signing it's mutter. Mikra dina gemara, even allowed to take a cold shower, a cold bath. But we brought down, there's a chumra of the minig, not to take a cold shower either on Shabbos. Right, Mishnah says, in this topic, afilu b'yasra luntis. That a person that did take the bath for the Evid, now when he dries himself, even if he uses 10 towels, still he can't carry it after he gets finished. Because even though there's a little bit of water in each towel, we're afraid he'll come to squeeze it out. So the Gemara Reisha Revusa Kamashman Vesefa Revusa Kamashman. Both Dinim of the Mishnah is a Chiddush. Reisha Revusa Kamashman with one person with 10 towels, the Afil of Hani, Tlai Nefisha Bumayi, even though he used 10 different towels. So each towel only has a little bit of water in it. Kivon the Chadu, since there's one person that wiped himself, we make a gzera, he's not allowed to touch it after he got finished wiping himself. Why? Also de trita, because we're afraid there's only one person who'll forget, and he'll come to squeeze out the towel. The Seifa, the Mishnah is also a Chiddush, Revusa Kamashmon. That Afilo Hani Dinafisha Bumaya. The Seifa said if you have 10 people, even if they all wiped themselves with one towel, so the chura of that towel is nice and soaking wet, still they're allowed to touch the towel after they got finished. Why? Even though there's a towel that has a lot of water in it, still it's mutter. Kivon the rabbim ninu, mitkari adodi. Since there are 10 people together, there's no gzera now that come to squeeze out the towel. Because when you have more than 2 or 3 people together, they'll remind one another. Like if one guy starts to squeeze it out, the other ones will tell him, hey, toss the chambas, you can't do it. So that's the Chiddush Mishnah. Only one person is also, but when you have 10, it's mutter. We'll soon see how we passed him. So tomorrow, Tana Rabbonim. Mis tapik odam bialuntis. You're allowed to dry yourself with a towel on Shabbos. O manicha b'chaloin. And you're allowed to leave it in the chaloin. That's when he gets finished. Rashi has smuchel akais la merchitz. Right near in the wall of the merchitz, that's where you should put it. Avavaloi yimos reno liel rayin. Do not give it to the attendees of the bathhouse. Why? Because the attendants there were afraid, Rashi, schita. We're afraid since that's their job, to clean the towels. So after you finish wiping yourself, you give it to them, we're afraid they'll be over schita. They'll start wringing it out on Shabbos. So you can't give it to the attendant of the bathhouse. Right. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Mistapik Bialuntes Achas. You're allowed to wipe yourself with one towel. Umeviya Biyodlo Tervesi. Hey, see, he holds not like our Mishnah, and that's why we hold Alocha. Even after you wipe yourself with the towel, still you're allowed to carry the towel into your house. For Shetzer, there's an Erev here. We're talking about there's no Yisroitzor. Stam in your own house, or from one house to another house, you have an Erev, you're allowed to carry the towel. Omalei Abayle Rabbi Yosef. Hilchos Samai, what's the Alocha though? Omalei, Hor Reb Shimon. We just had a Maisa Reb Shimon, Mashmitz Mutter, to touch the towel after you wipe yourself. Hor Rebbe, we'll soon see a Maisa Rebbe also holds its mutter. Hor Shmuel that holds its mutter. Hor Rebbe Yechanan holds its mutter. So since all these people say it's mutter, Mistoma, that's Taloch. That's where we hold it. Even after you wipe yourself with a towel, you're allowed to touch the towel. Just you can't give it to the attendant, to the Bavlin, you can't give it. So the Mor Rebbe Shimon, Hor the Amorim, we just put down the Maisa. Rebbe the Tanya, Omer Rebbe, Kesheyino Lemedim Torah Etzer Rebbe Shimon B'Tkua. When I went to learn Torah by Rebbe Shimon in the place Tkua. We used to carry up oil, the aluntis, and the towel. So that means after they washed himself. They carried it from a chotzer to a roof. From a roof into an open park that had mechitzas around it. So that we hold like the Shimon Shita, that all these are called reshus achas. You're allowed to carry from one to another. Until we went down to the mayin. That we used to be rechitz there. So Mashma is mutter to carry the towel. Here's a drashi. Mechotz legag, Rashi Reb Shimon l'taymei. Do you ever be ervin? Echad gagos, roofs. V'echad chaseres, backyards. V'echad kafifos, open parks. Kulan Rishasachasein. You're allowed to carry from one to another because they all have four walls around them. It's all like one big Rishasayochid. The Talta Mizel is there. V'afilo shobaylam harbi, even though it belongs to a lot of people. But since the Kalim didn't start off in a house, it only started out in the chotzer. It's not miyuchet to a rishus. You can carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Achinu megim. So Rashi mistoma. So the chur the raya is no raya because mashma they carry the towel and the shemen to the mikvah to the mayan. It doesn't say they carry it at home though. So when you're carrying the towel to the mikvah, that's dichamuta because it's a dry towel. What's the raya? Carry it later. So Rashi mistoma loyhoyu manichin oisoy ala mayan the makim hefkum. Hey, mistoma they didn't carry their towels. They didn't leave the towel there. The summer they carried it home, so that's the right, that's mutter. Weiter. Shmuel, we have the right Shmuel, the Yom Rav Yudom HaShmuel. Mistapik Odom Bialuntis, you're allowed to dry yourself with a towel. Umevio Viyod Lutech Besoy, you're allowed to carry it into your house. When you have an Erev, you're allowed to carry it, there's no Isser, Gzeru, you come to squeeze it out. Rabbi Yechon, where's Rabbi Yechon's din? The Yom Rabbi Chia Barab, Rabbi Yechonin. Halocha, what's halocha? Mistapik Odom Bialuntis. You're allowed to dry yourself with a towel. Umevio Biyodoi Lotech Beisun. You're allowed to carry it into your house. For the Gemara, Umiyam Rabbi Yechon Hochi. Is it true that Rabbi Yechon and Paskins, you're allowed to carry a towel after you dry yourself with it? I've Omer Rabbi Yechonin. Halocha Gestam Mishnah. Usually a cloud, Rabbi Yechon always passes like a Stam Mishnah. Now our Stam Mishnah says it's also to touch the towel after you dry yourself. Our Mishnah says only if you have 10 people it's mutam. But a yochid one person, our Mishnah says there is a gzera, maybe he'll come to wring it out to make schitam. So what's the steer on Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Yechon passes like a smutam. I Rabbi Yechon says he always passes like a Stam Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Utanan, it is kashu Utanan. Mishnah says when it's tapik afilu biyesra luntis of a loyevim biyodoi, you're not allowed to carry it afterwards. And the Gemara, who kiben chachinoi mastin lo? Reb Yechon didn't learn our Mishnah stam Mishnah. Now Mishnah goes according to ben chachinoi mastin lo. Rashi divrei ben chachinoi misayim bo v'lostoma. He see at the end of our Mishnah that's not a stam Mishnah, but it goes according to Yochim. So mel is not sure if we don't pass him like our Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yechonin, Holerayin, that's the best house attenders, Mevien Valori Noshim, they're allowed to bring the big towels for the women, Levei Bani, to the best house. They're allowed to carry it to the best house. I, the Chur, they have to carry it through the Shus Rabbim, how could they carry it? Ovavach Yeschaso Ben Roishon Verubon. The devotees, they wrap it around themselves like a clothing, like a coat. So if you wrap it around yourself, you can walk out with it on Shabbos. You have to cover your head and rove the goof. Trashim of Mevien Balori Noshim, Sadin and Shanoshim Estafim Vem, Mutlavi and Derech Malbush to Beis Americas. You're allowed to wear these big towels to the Beis Americas. Avi Yakovin Rosh of Rubai. So the Gemara Sachnito. What's the loch about a Sachnito? Rashi learns Soy de Godel, it's a big scarf, Shetolo Bank Sefer, you have it hanging around your neck. And your head is also covered with this big scarf. Are you allowed to walk out with it, wear it on Shabbos or not? Is so at Gemara, Sarach Liksha Bezra Sheo Lamata. You have to tie, make sure it's tied down to you, two ends Lamata. We'll soon see underneath your shoulders. It means Lamata Mixafayim. It means you have to tie it down underneath your shoulders. Omulu Rav Levnei Mechuza. When you carry out these clothing to the Bnei Chela, to the army people, you have to make sure you tie it down to you underneath your shoulders. Whereas the pshat was, this beged was not Rosh Rubai. It didn't cover Rov Yaguf. It only was on your shoulders and on your head. Since it didn't cover Rov Gufai, there's a gzera, maybe you'll fall off you. So it's only mutta to wear it out if you have it tied down. Right? Sochin umamashmashin. On Shabbos, you're allowed to rub yourself with oil. Tana Rabbonin. Sochin umamashmashin b'vnei mayin, b'Shabbos. You're allowed to rub your stomach on Shabbos, so even though you have stomach pains, you're allowed to rub it with oil together. So tomorrow, b'vach l'yasek aderu shuwaisa b'chol. But you can't rub your stomach the way you do in the middle of the weekday. What does that mean? Hechi ovid. How do you have to do it on Shabbos? What's called the shinu on Shabbos? That's muta. Rab choma, rab chanin omar. Sach. First, rub it with oil. That's the shinui. Mashman, the weekday, first you rub, then you shmear the oil. So on Shabbos, do the other way. Rabbi Yechon Amar no. Sach u'mamashra to vasachas. The shinui is to do to vasachas. Put the oil and rub it together, that's called the shinui. Mashman, the weekday, you do one or the other. First you put oil, then you rub yourself, or else you rub yourself first, then the oil. But doing it together, that's called the shinui, that's mutter. But this is only easy, lightly. To do it with tough, real massages, that's awesome. You're not allowed to stand in the floor of the yumis. What's the yumis, Rashi? Yumis shame nohor, shemeim of maluchim. Because the water is very salty. Why? If you stand there, the pressure of the water gives you a massage, umarap it, and it makes you soft. Rashi shemamelis, mechames, it makes you hot, or marpe shehetiach meluach, shehatit meluach. Hey, since the tit is also salty, it's mechamim you, so that's awesome. Om Rav Yudu Amarav, kol yameho shel diyumis. How long is this heat there that comes out of the yumis? It's only esrim v'yechad yom, it's only 21 days. V'yatzeres min haminyan, his shruas is from the minyan. Rashi, kol yimei yimei refuasa. And when is this water so salty, it's merapi, it's refuam, it's only 21 days. And shruas is included. For the Gemara Boilihu, atzeres lahai gisa lahai gisa. Is shruas the beginning or shruas is the end? Toshma, diyomar shmuel, kulish kaino, all the sick people, medivcha, v'yad atzarta malu. From Pesach until shruas, that's when it heals you. So Rashi, shkaino means mashkin refuah. When you take all type of water, mashkin, for refuah, it's good between Pesach and Shavuos. So Rashi, almo atzeres b'soif. And here also, we're talking about salty water. So mastam Shavuos is the end of the time. So he meant to say 21 days before Shavuos. Until Shavuos, that's when the water heals you. But in my name, dil mahasam u'dekam adekorer almo miley. The other water is pshat kolzim, and it's cold outside, it's merap for you. So we say, from Pesach until Shavuos, it's still cold outside. Mashenken, after Shavuos, it's hot already, that's why it doesn't heal you. Avol hocha, but here, this water of the yumsim, mishum havlu, fakert, it makes you hot. So, kivon, dechomim, alma, tvei mailin. Maybe fakert, maybe this water is good even after Shavuos. Because the mile of the water is the salty water, and it warms you up. That's the way it heals you. So if I can't, after Shavuos, it's even more warmer. It's hotter outside. So maybe if I can't, Shavuos is the first day it's good, and 21 days after Shavuos, it's still good. So you have Mariah. Omer Rav Chelboy, Chamra de Parugaisa, wine that comes from Parugaisa, Omaya de Demusis, and this water of Demusis, this river that has salty water, is Kipchu Aseres HaShvotim Yisrael. Killed out, chopped off, the 10 Shvotim from Klai Yisrael. What does that mean? It's Rashi. Chamro de Progrisa, Shein Medina, name of a place, Sheyena Meshubach, Meshubach. It had very good wine there. There is the Oilam Azer, the Gashmis was too good here. Kipchu Aseres HaShvotim, Shoyobar Lehano. They enjoyed too much the world. V'yasukim Bakach, they were oisik and drinking this good wine. They didn't bother learning Torah. They went to drink the good wine better. For Yotzel Tavis Ruah, male, they went out to bear things, and that's how their Saras HaShvotim got lost. And who Adin did Yumis? Fireplace is very good water. It's healthy water. So people went to take nice hot springs. They went to the hot springs too much. It's no good. So tomorrow, Rebbe Lozer ben Oruch, famous Meister, Lozer ben Oruch, Ikloy Lossim. He went to this place, either to Prarukte or else to the Yumis. Im Shech Basrayu, he also went Basel the Olam Azir. He also enjoyed too much the wine, too much the springs. Iyaki Tamude, and Echnam, he forgot his learning. Ki Hode, when he went back home to Tamir Chachom, to the Yeshiva, also come Lemikra Besifri. He went to read the Sefer Torah. He came to Balkorah then on Shabbos. A boy Lemikra, he's supposed to read. The Pasuk says, Hachidish Hazelochem Reish Chadoshim. Omer, instead he said, Hacheresh Hayalibam. He couldn't read anymore. Hacheresh Hayalibam, his heart became dumb, like deaf. In other words, when you go boss too much tithes, too much gashmis, your heart becomes deaf listening to Hashem. You can't do the Torah with too much gashmis. Shrashi Yaket Tamude, Neket Tamude, Veshachle, if God is learning. Hacheresh Hayalibam. Hoyegoyla Lomokim Torah, it's right. The Mora of a boy Rabbanu Rachmilei, the Rabbanu was Mespalo for Reb Lozer ben Oruch for the Talmudayu, and he remembered his learning. Behind the Tnan, this is what the Mishnah Novice says: we have Neroi Yomer, have a Gedol Lamakim Torah. You should always live where Talmid Chacham live. live with people that learn Torah. The Al Torah don't say, I'm going to go to a desert, to some place. Shitav Rech Rechav. And even though there's no other Tamil Chum there, the Torah will come after me. Why? Shechav Rechav Yikaimu Biyotchum. Because you know you need your Chaverim to help you learning Torah. So if you move to a place where you have no Chaverim learning Torah, it's no good. Don't rely on your own bina. It's not enough for you yourself. You need mokim Torah. Rashi, have a good mokim Torah. Im talmichochem ato al teishev ele b'mokim talmichom chavrecha. Make sure you have talmichom pechaverim. V'yal taima, don't say talmidim heim. They're my talmidim. Yovi alai, they'll come to me. V'deili b'kach, it's enough for me. Lo me'ay yagoyla. Like, why should I go? To them, I'll stay where I am, and if I want, my talmidim will come to me. You should be near your chaverim. Learn one mesechta. They'll learn another mesechta. Tishmano, like you'll hear from them, and you'll be able to chazer it, and you'll be able to keep the learning. You won't lose it. So the kids, if you learn with chaverim, your chaver is learning this sugya. So he's going to learn it to chazer it over with you. So you'll be learning your sugya, and you know his sugya also. That's the way you remember learning. I'm a big person. I have a good remembering. Good memory. And I think that when I learn one mesechta, I won't forget it anymore. I'll start a new one, and I won't forget the other one. Not no. You need chaverim, that when they're learning it, they'll chazer it, and you remember it that way. But Tono Loi Reb Neroi Shmoy, that wasn't his name, El Reb Nechem Yishmoy, V'yomel Reb Loza Ben Oroch Shmoy, V'lo Manik Yishmoy Reb Neroi, Sheminayir Eni Chachom Be'alocha. He lit open eyes to Chachom Yim in Alocha. V'yitav Loi Mizgarim, you can't scrape yourself on Shabbos with a scraper or a scratcher. Tana Rabbonin, ain't gurrin, you can't scrape yourself in magreris b'shabbos with a clean yuchut for scraping. Reb Shimon Gamliel Loimer, imhoyu raglam luchlochas betit, let's say you have dirt on your feet, over tsoya, or else you have schmutz there, gurr kadaku, then you're allowed to use a scraper to scrape it off. V'yena choshish, it's not like uvdu d'chol, that's like cleaning yourself, you're allowed to clean yourself on Shabbos. But the Easter is an uvdu d'chol. It's Rashi, v'yodim megarabu. Maybe Rashi doesn't say. The loch is brought down, the time is, it's an uvdu d'chol. It looks like you're doing a weekday thing, that's what the Rabbanan asked you. And here's the halacha, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Ovid le'imei mergarta de kaspo. Mash mizmodim made him a special silver one, zekrashi l'shabbos. This is the makor for the halacha. A lot of times they say, if it is mishmuel to the chol, if you have it special for Shabbos, it's mutter. Moshe will soon see about an isha combing here on Shabbos. Maisa, they're not supposed to comb the hair on Shabbos, because it's moved to the chol. But if they want to do it, they have to use a soft brush, and a special brush that's miyuchet for Shabbos. If a miyuch is something for Shabbos, that takes away the yisur of Ubdu Duchil. And this is the Makor of the Gemara. His mother made him a special scratcher for Shabbos, so special for Shabbos. Some people don't say also, if you want to play Scrabble on Shabbos, some want to say it's Ubdu Duchil. So you're supposed to have a special Scrabble set just for Shabbos. Kids, if you have something special for Shabbos, that takes away the yisur of Ubdu Duchil. That's this Gemara. Right. And you're the Lukadima. You can't go into the river called Kadima. My time is much wrong. Mishum Pika. So Rashi learns Pika Titch Eloise Nor Machli. It's like a quicksand there. Or Big Day Odam Nisharim Bamayim, and your begodim will start sinking into the water. Kishun Leifel Biyosu Day Schita. You'll have to be Schita. Or sometimes quicksand, you'll stand, you'll drown there. Then it's this the right, and it's a Sakharas Koshes. Just means there's soft wood, there's soft the mud there that you fall and get dirty. You can't make a vomit, you can't vomit on Shabbos. It's only be taking medicine to make you throw up. That's what's also in Shabbos. I will be yad mutim. If you do it with your hands, then there's no issue with shum slika samamonim. As the Yisla Rashi says, I will elo besam, the domal refu exam shum slika samamonim. To make yourself vomit with medicine, it looks like you're taking medicine, that's also mishum refu. I will be yad at Rashi lachnis yad, if you're going to put your finger into your mouth, achiki mutim. Because there's no gzerim shum slika samamonim, because you're not doing a mice refu. That you don't need any refu to do it. You don't need medicine to do it. Something that could be done without medicine is mutim. Right, so that's a shalalocha. We're not going to go into it now. The Hezbir. Right, the Tanya, Reb Nechem Yoimer, Af. You should know, you're not allowed to vomit even in the middle of weekday. Now, what's the purpose people want to make themselves vomit? The what is, they finish eating the supper. No, they want to eat more. So they vomit up to get the food out of the stomach. They'll have a more appetite to eat more. That's not much Hefsed Eichlin. You're ruining Eichlin. So, Bechel also, it's Osir. The Lo Yitzu Yidunim, Shem Refuah, then it's Mutim. Rashi, because they have to rechten shemayyot. When terechaku rov the chayz of yoichol, that's also even in the weekday. Alright, stop here. Shem Gimel Chafei. Also, Leisha Shetave B'Shabes Srak Alpaneh. An Isha can't put makeup on Shabbos. She can't put Srak like powder on her face. Mishum Surveya. Because she's being Surveya, she's coloring her face. Or Mitamze Asura Lichol B'Shabes. She can't even put eye makeup on Shabbos either. Or Mitamze Asura. The same reason is also L'Toichach Alpaneh. To put on a face, that's a type of dough. When you take the dough off your face, it makes the face red, that's awesome. So the kids of the Mechab is saying you're not allowed to put makeup on your face, because there's nisat sviya by an isha. They vow it's a derech for an isha to be tzaveya, to put makeup on, as a derech sviya, therefore it's also to do it on Shabbos. Now, lemaisa, what, now, the shalom is osim the raisim of the rabbonin. Chura they say it's only osim of the rabbonin. And the svari is because it's not a, oh listen, there's not a dover ha-miskayim. That the powder you put on your face, the makeup, since it's not miskayim, that's not doima to tzviya. Tzviya medirais means something, you're dyeing something, you're painting something, that's miskayim. If it's not miskayim, it's only yosem medirabonim. Now Ramosha in the tshuva writes, he writes that the white powder they throw on the face, he holds that's mutter, because that's not miskayim klal klal. So really there are different dargis in makeup. If it's mamish just the powder you just throw on your face and mamish comes off in a few minutes, that's nothing. There's other type of powder that the mice the most makeup that does stay for a while. The chura, that's the mechabazin, our koparim sasim and the rabbonin. There's the more type of makeup, mamish has an oil base to it, or like lipstick, that's mamish also, midirabonin for sure. Some sheets hold this in the raisim. But our koparim, avadim etchil, they shouldn't put it on altogether. But there are some people that want to be makeup that they put on just the powder type of makeup. That's not miskayim too long. It doesn't have an oil base to it. They said if you chop it up before Shabbos, as she puts it on kalachayad, the bal kalachayad is the rabbonin. And since this makeup is not miskayim too long, you could be makel. But the mice, it's better not to do it. So shail exactly what's called kalachayad. If you want to, you have to ask a rov. But mikiradin the mechava paskins though vice versa. It's also to put on makeup because you're being surveya, and it's a derech for nisha to be surveya face. It's called surveya least with the rabbonin. Vayte chovov. Also, lekleya isha sara, she can't braid her hair on Shabbos. For Shabbos, v'loy lahatik liyosa, she can't untie her braids on Shabbos. Av yichol lechalik sara, she could smooth out her hair. Hago v'yesh oishrim lechalik sara. Some say you can't smooth out or separate the hair. Da'ino lasos hashetel to make the shetel. V'chein nogu lesa lasos a dekli. You can't use it with a kli like a comb to comb out the hair. If you use your hands to close the smooth out the hair, that's mutter. But to use the comb is also what? Yeah, anything. Yeah, shaitli yoin both. He says a shaitli. Chav zayin. Also, lisroik b'masrik b'shabbos. You can't use a comb on Shabbos, comb out the hair. V'yafilu oisesh oisin misami, or a master type of a strong brush. After Chav zachidish. V'yafilu oisin shoisin misar chazir. Even if you make it from soft hair, from a pig hair. Because when used to brush out your hair, it's efsha, the hair doesn't come out. Allowed to scratch your hair with your hands, that's mutta. So the mechab is mash, when you use a brush, without the subsecretion, the hair has to come out. So you're not allowed to put out hair. Pull out hair, even from a shet, you can't pull out the hair either. It's awesome. So the ma'isa, the eitzer is, Mishmur says, though, they have a special soft brush. If you use a soft brush, that's not a psik resh you pull out here. So since you're not mechavin to pull out the hair, to use a soft brush is mutter. But some want to say, a koparim is awesome, you should move to the chayil. And that's why they say, lamaisi, you should do like the Gemara says, you're supposed to have a special brush set aside just for Shabbos. If that is only being used for Shabbos, that takes away the sorrow from uvdu the chayil. Aye, what about us pulling out the hair? You have to use a soft brush. By a soft brush, there's no gzera of there. But you're not mechafen to pull out the hair, and it's not a psik resha that you could be making. But on a hard brush or on a comb, where it's gemat pulling your body and pull it out, and then it's awesome. And of course, it depends what type of hair you have. I mean, if a person has very curly hair, that they know by them brushing it, it has to come out, so that will also be usher. And the only hat to risk was not a psikresha. She knows that she could brush the hair, and it's possible the hair won't come out. That's when it's mutter. It's also us. It's also Slisha. Slisha, you're also pulling it. Alright. We'll see how right, we want to Shin Vav now. Just start Shin Vav. Alright, we'll stop here. Again, the bottom Gemara. Based on Shabbos, you can't buy a cotton, a kid that was just born, you can't put his bones back into place. You can't put the bones back into place. Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Lefufa Yenuka B'Shabbos Shafir Domi. According to the Gemara we had before, that you are allowed to, the kid is born on Shabbos, you're allowed to wrap him around with clothing to make sure the bones fit into place, to smooth out the bones. So Chorot Sestira, there we learned, Lefufa Yenuka, you are allowed to smooth out and put the bones back into place. Rashi Lefufa, you wrap them around that the bone should be in the right place and shouldn't become crooked. And here our Mishnah says, "V'ain miyatzvin es hakotin." And the Gemara added the Gemara's kasha b'nan tanan ain miyatzvin. Here we learned you can't put the bones back into place. And the Gemara hosam really means by us the chumrei shedra. Here in our Mishnah that says it's also we're talking about the backbone. You want to put those bones back into place. The mechzei kaboyna. That's a more important thing, and that's more mess like yibinyan, like yibayna. Rashi b'chumrei shedra, chuliyah shel shedra, the pieces of the backbone, shanifrako came out of place, achas mihen, liachas man kemari, and we're talking about also the kid was a few days old already. Di b'yom leid, because if the day when he's born, our meaning we learned before, koloim mevapasha seichoch liyches koloisim lechayi b'shabes. As b'shabes the kid is born, if a vertical is out of place, mashmat as koras tefoshes. So then it will be mutter to do it the day he was born. But later on, it's not a sakona. So, midrabbonin, it's also because it's mechzei kebonim. Putting those bones, the backbone, into place, that's mechzei kebonim. Mashenkin, the other bones of the body, just to wrap them around in the cloth so that it should look like the bones should come out straight, that's mutter. Right, if you have a broken bone, you're not allowed to put the bone back to place on Shabbos. Omer Rav Chono, v'gadato ha-mashmuel. So what is Shmuel?